before. How may I help you?
Oh, hi, Sharon, please.
May I ask who's calling?
Yes, it's Tina from Local Splash.
Okay, hang on 1 second.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, Tina. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, Sharon?
Well, let's see. I had somebody empty out my bank account. I'm trying to get Bank of America to give it back to me, my business bank account, and my personal, and I am flying by the seat of my freaking pants right at the moment.
Oh,
so
that's
not a good
report.
So no, I don't have the money because they emptied it all out. When you have all your shit tied to one bank, it kind of, when something like this happens, it messes you up.
No problem. I'll make a note, and we can give you more time.
I was going to say, because I was going to ask, because I know I only do it, like, I have to pay, like, every other month because I've been there for so long.
Yes.
So maybe y'all could, like, switch it and just do that month as the one that not, and we'll and pick up on the next month, if possible, just because, girl, I don't know. I'm.
Yeah, I get it. It's horrible that someone would do that to you right during the holidays and everything, too. You know, people are so bad.
They are. And then I had staff that... Well, one quit, and I fired the other one. And then they're trying to spread lies about me. And it's just like, okay, I must be living right for God because Satan sure is making his come.
Amen. And Jesus warned us of that. We're going to be persecuted in this world, and Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy, right? So,
yeah.
But he who lives in us is greater than he who lives in the world.
Well, I told somebody, I said, you know what, I prayed for vengeance on these people for what they've done. Because
yes.
God says, let vengeance be his. You know, he says, let vengeance be mine, saith the Lord.
Exactly.
So I pray for that vengeance because he knows I'm not, you know, I'm not trying to revert back to the grudge-holding bitch I was 40 years ago. I'm trying to live a better life.
You are funny. I love it. So,
so and it's funny because my boyfriend actually mailed their last checks out to them, and they're like, "We haven't gotten them." And I'm thinking, "Yeah, Lord, you got them right. Yeah,
right.
You're using the post office to mess with them." But
exactly.
I always said, all these people have kids. As I pray, I said, "Hey, I want the vengeance on them. Don't take it out on their kids."
Right. Yeah.
Speaking
of that's
a daughter from
a
debt. From a dad who must have been quite the damn pistol. I don't want
right.
to pay no more price. I don't want somebody to pay the prices that I've had to pay.
Right, exactly. So I'm just putting some notes on your account, Sharon. I don't have a way to divert this payment as the service credit and then charge you next month only because the service credit was already applied for the November payment. But what I can do is absolutely give you more time. So next month would be your free month anyway. So if you can't pay until, you know, what, mid-January or, you know, something like that, that's fine. And then I'll just push the billing out 30 days so you'll still get the free month, okay?
I appreciate that. Thank you so much for working.
Of course. Yeah, no problem. So I'll make a note.
This is not something I expected.
I know. It's horrible when that happens. The good thing is I have Bank of America, and they're pretty good at, you know, getting the money back for you. So hopefully that happens.
Well, when I take it by ACH, it's a total different freaking process.
Wow. That's good to know because I have sometimes people that say with our service, oh, we don't want to give you a credit card. We just want to mail you a check. And I tell them, you know what? That's even harder because then your routing number and your account number gets out to everybody that, you know, where that check crosses hands, you know? I said it's much safer to do the debit or credit because then you have the bank security on it, you know? But sometimes people don't realize that.
I said, I want to put a block that unless I tell you that an ACH is coming, that you no more ACHs can be done.
Smart.
So I'm working that process right now.
Yeah.
It's just been a hell of a note. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. They have the technology to do it, though. They can probably send you, like, a text or something or an email, like, hey, we're trying to process an ACH. Do you approve this? And then if you do approve it, they can run it through, you know? So I'm pretty
sure. Right. Well, that's what I figured. That was, you know, because I don't want this to happen again.
Exactly. So, okay, so I'll make some notes. Today's the 5th, so I will follow up with you maybe more towards the end of the month, like the 22nd or something like that, and just
sounds
see
great.
Where you're at that time, okay?
Well, I close on Mondays now, so bank is the 23rd.
23rd, okay, you got it. I'll follow up
thank
on the 23rd.
You.
You're welcome. Have a nice weekend. Hang in there.
You too. I will. Thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.